You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This week, a Freedom of Information request by Canadian Press revealed that the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, Jason Kenney, his office had censored material in the latest edition of the Citizenship Study Guide. The information related to equality rights for gay and lesbian Canadians and to the legality of same-sex marriage in Canada. On Wednesday, Kenney denied outright that he was responsible. The following day, he admitted full responsibility in the House of Commons, but no apology was included. Bill Sixsay is the new Democratic MP for Burnaby Douglas, and he's the critic for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and transsexual issues. Hello, Bill.
Morning, Jane.
So what do we know about the kind of information that was censored from the guide?
Well, it appears to have related directly to recognition of same-sex marriage in Canada, and inclusion of sexual orientation as one of the prohibited grounds of discrimination in the Canadian Human Rights Act. So two of the, I think, cornerstones of gay and lesbian queer equality in Canada that the minister's office or the minister himself deleted from the drafts of the document.
Now, documents obtained by Canadian Press also show that the bureaucrats producing the guide sent memos to Kenney's office about the material that was removed. What was in those memos?
Well, I think they were making a case with the minister about why these things should have been there and the importance of including them. And they had a couple of goes at the minister, from my understanding. So they were doing their job, and certainly the folks who were drafting the document knew the importance of including that material.
So when you say they had a couple of goes, you mean it was in there and then it was out and then it was in, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it was in the material that they included in their proposals to the minister, and that the direction to take it out came either from the minister himself or certainly from his office.
What range of information and types of topics is actually included in that guide?
Well, it's a pretty broad guide, and it was a guide that was due for an overhaul. The previous document had been done in 1995, and had deficiencies in it. And I have to say, it is a project that's always going to be a difficult one if you're trying to summarize the culture and the governance of a country in a small document. It is a tough job, but I think this is a clear indication that decisions were made that I think were inappropriate. Now, the Conservatives made other decisions. They certainly upped the increase, they increased the number of references to Canadian military history, for one thing. And that's a judgment call. It's probably related to their particular view of the world and view of Canada. Those are the kinds of things that we can argue about, but I think when we're faced with a censoring, an attempt to edit out an important piece of Canadian history and an important reference to the diversity of Canadian society, especially when you consider that this is a guide for newcomers to Canada, this is a guide for people who are about to take the step of becoming a Canadian citizen, I think it's a very serious matter.
And this is something that the vast majority of immigrants would read as they're preparing for their citizenship test.
Yeah, I suspect probably everybody who's preparing for their citizenship test would look at this document.
Now, on Wednesday, Kenney flatly denied responsibility, and an aide said that the guide couldn't be encyclopedic. What's your response to that?
Well, my first response was, try the font size. You might fit another sentence or two in. I just think that was a blatantly silly statement, and clearly it's clearly an attempt by the minister to put his personal priorities, his personal opinions, his personal agenda before I think coming up with an appropriate document.
What do you make of his turnaround then on responsibility for the edits once he was questioned in the House of Commons?
Well, the evidence was pretty clear. I don't think he had any choice. He could have blamed staff, as some politicians try to do sometimes, but I think it's absolutely clear where the buck stopped on this one. And if he didn't do it personally, it certainly was the responsibility of his office, and the directive came from his office. So he had to take responsibility for it.
Why do you think that it's important to include this kind of background to people who want to become Canadian citizens?
Well, I think it's one of the unique features of Canadian society. Certainly the position of queer folks in Canada is much different than most countries of the world, and certainly much different than most of the countries where the bulk of Canadian immigrants are coming from these days, and refugees are coming from. So I think if you're trying to paint a picture of Canada and make clear what's particularly unique and important about our society, the inclusion of queer people in Canadian society and the protection of our rights is something that's absolutely essential to that. You can't get a clear picture of Canadian diversity and the diversity of Canadian society. You can't get a clear picture of the importance that Canadians have put on human rights. You can't get a clear picture of our legal system without including that kind of reference. And it's a long, hard-fought battle that we had in Canada to secure those, and it's something that makes us so much different than so many other countries. And so to leave it out, I think, is just a huge gap in the description of Canada that's available to these folks.
Do you take any comfort from Kenny's statement when Olivia Chow said that immigrants need to know about lesbian and gay rights, and he said, "I don't believe that new Canadians are potential gay bashers"?
Well, and I think that's, I think he's probably right in that, but that's not the question. You know, we know that I don't think there's any particularly ethnic or new Canadian component to anti-gay or lesbian or anti-queer discrimination in Canada. That's something that's endemic across our society and something that we've been trying to address in our society and will continue to have to address. Clearly I think he was trying to shift the focus and change the channel on the questions that Olivia was putting to him in the House of Commons.
Was there any sense that an apology was forthcoming or that action would be taken?
Well, he did make a commitment earlier. When the document first came out, this issue came up. And EGAL, the national queer lobby organization in Canada, did meet with him on the issue of the fact that this wasn't particularly referred to in the document, and they did get a commitment from him that when the document was reprinted, that would be addressed. Now, I don't know that any further steps were taken since then, but he did make that commitment to EGAL at that time.
And when is that going to be?
Well, we don't know. The first print run was 500,000 copies, so unfortunately that may last a while before the reprint happens.
Well, if you add it with the Conservative government's immigration policy, I guess it might be quite a while.
It could easily be that, given the fact that they're certainly switching channels in terms of our immigration policy from family reunification to temporary foreign workers and excluding those people explicitly from the traditional path of becoming a permanent resident and then becoming a citizen in Canada. So they have made a dramatic change in Canadian immigration policy, and you're right, we probably won't need as many citizenship guides because of the decisions that they've made about keeping people exploiting their labor and keeping them out of the track to becoming full citizens.
Do you think this speaks to Jason Kenney's personal views, or do you think it speaks to the Conservative government views, or kind of a mix of the two? Or?
Oh, I think it's clearly both. I think we know that Jason Kenney was one of the vocal opponents of gay and lesbian marriage, of same-sex marriage, when that debate was happening. But it's very clear, I think, that this is backed up by the government.
What do you think people can do if they want to have their say on this?
Oh, I think contacting the minister is important, contacting their members of parliament, let them know. There's been very vigorous response to it, and I think people have found it particularly offensive. I think there's particular problems with this minister. I mean, there's the policies on temporary foreign workers that he's promoting. There's the cuts to the number of refugees that Canada's receiving, almost cut in half since the Conservatives came to power. There's this minister's statement about Kairos, a respected development agency, being anti-Semitic, which is totally wrong and totally off base. There was his vociferous and such quick off the mark opposition to the Durban 2 conference. There's the, and I think another really catastrophic problem with Mr. Kenney's leadership as Minister of Citizenship and Immigration was that recently the courts found that he was in breach of his duty of candor to the courts in the Hassan El-Mrey security certificate case when he signed a new security certificate against Mr. El-Mrey in 2008 and didn't properly review the evidence and issued that without doing an appropriate job and also withheld withheld information from the court. So that's a very, very serious charge. So I think the case against this minister in terms of his competence and his ability to hold this position continues to mount, and I think his decisions around the citizenship guide is just one more thing that we have to add to this growing list of problems with Mr. Kenney.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today, Bill.
You're very welcome.
I've been speaking with Bill Sixay. He's the new Democratic MP for Burnaby Douglas, and he's the critic for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and transsexual issues.